This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
What is up, everybody? My name is Owen Holt, and this is Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room, the show where we set the record straight with your favorite influencers and ATV cast members. Today, I'm catching up with some of the stars of our brand new season, Awesomeness TV's Next Influencer Season 3. Did you guys know you can watch the first 5 episodes right now only on Paramount Plus? Go check it out right now. Go, go, go. I'll give you a little bit of time to do that. We're going to have some spoilers this episode. But with that being said, please welcome, give a big round of applause for Carrie, Taylor, and Noah.
Let's go.
Hey.
So how are you guys feeling? It's your first time on the Vibe Room, making your Vibe Room debut. Noah, I want to start with you. What's going on, my man?
I'm feeling good, my boy. You know, it feels good to be here. Happy to see you guys.
Carrie, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Excited to be here.
What about you, Tay-Tay?
I am in a mood, but what else is new?
Well, before we take a deep dive into what is happening right now in the house, I just want to ask you guys, day 2, living in a content house, game show, how are the vibes? Is it good? Are we having fun? Is it everything you expected?
It's definitely, like, interesting. It's what I expected. I mean, some events happened that really took a turn for me, but other than that, I really love everyone in the house, and I'm just really excited to be here.
Noah, are you excited to be here?
Super excited to be here. I can't wait to see what happens the next few days. I mean, there's some stuff I think I really want to clear up that I'm a little confused about, but we'll get there.
Hey, we'll definitely get there. This is what the Vibe Room is for, is to clear the air, set the record straight, and it's going to be a great episode. Carrie, day 2, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel like a lot of the people here are definitely not who I expected them to be, so I'm excited to be here and finally clear the air and set the record straight.
In a good way or a bad way?
Depends on the person we're talking about.
What?
Okay, so A&I has just started and the drama is in full effect. It looks like there was a bit of a love triangle going on between our guests and things quickly took a shady turn. Let's just take a look and roll the clip.
I just, like, I was speaking to you girl to girl, like, telling you how I felt, and, like, for you to, like, go to Noah and, like, tell him, like, things that I told you, like, is just so, like, beyond fake.
So is there someone at home?
There's nothing serious.
There's nothing serious.
Okay. You're not homewrecking anything, don't worry.
It's not fair to me that she's the one who's leading him on when she has someone at home. Like, if I want to shoot my shot, then I should have that open lane without her leading him on when she already has someone she's loyal to.
Whoa! Okay, so much to unpack in this short clip. I want to start with you, Tay-Tay. How are you feeling in this moment? Your head is peeking out the window. You're drawing your inner Maddie out of from season 2 when she was in the bushes. How are you feeling?
I wouldn't say I was Maddie, but I feel really betrayed, honestly. I'm the type of girl that is like, girls support girls. And I thought Carrie was too, and that's why I picked her to be my roommate. I really don't like that when cameras were off and I was talking to her, you know, girl to girl, that she's going to one of the guys in the house and just like talking about me. It was really shocking to walk outside and hear my name come out of her mouth, like not once, not twice, but multiple times. So the conversation was obviously about me. And I don't know, I'm just really pissed the f*** off, if I'm being honest.
Let me start by saying, Taylor and I were talking on day one, and I said I thought Noah was cute, straight up. And I asked Taylor if she was interested in any of the guys in the house, and she said, no, I have a boyfriend. So she was nice enough to go and talk to Noah for me and try and bring us together. But I was surprised that she did anything but that. She was flirting with him. So she was supposed to be, please let me finish. She was supposed to be my wing woman, but she betrayed my trust in her. And that was a red flag that she was not the person I thought she was.
First of all, you came up to me when we were doing the puzzle piece game on the first day. And you said, Do you know Christian? I think Christian's cute, this and that. The guy that was on our team. That's exact words you said to me because I had no idea who anyone's name was. And you said, I think Christian's cute, I'm into Christian.
What were your true intentions for telling Noah? Like, was it, like, clearly you said you had a little bit of interest in him. Did you have feelings for him? Did you want to shoot your shot? Like, what was your strategy, I would say, behind sitting Noah down and telling him what Tay-Tay told you?
There was no strategy to begin with.
Not strategy. I'm just saying, like, you know, what was the reason for you to sit down and tell Noah? Because you didn't have to, but you did.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing if it weren't Noah. I would have done the same thing if it were Nora, if it were Sierra. I was trying to show that Taylor could not be trusted. But this isn't just about Taylor and her special someone, boyfriend, whatever it is at home. This was above that. I knew she could no longer be trusted, and it was clear she was out to lie. If it happened to anyone on the show, I would have acted in the same way. I would have gone to them because she did it to me, and I wanted to prevent it from happening to anyone else on the show. If anyone should talk about being betrayed in this situation, it should be me. Except the irony here is that I chose to protect Taylor by not shouting out what she did to everyone.
Okay, that's another point that I want to talk on. Things that come out of your mouth, Carrie, are just lie after lie. And, like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but Sierra, Soha, and Dawn all came up to me and told me that you told them about me having a boyfriend and saying I was going to go talk to Noah for you and this and that. So stop saying... Stop saying that you never went to anyone else, you did me a favor, da-da-da-da, this, that... That's a lie. That is a lie.
No, let me be clear about something. I didn't go to everyone else and say how you betrayed me. What you did was you went to everyone in the house and you said, Carrie's manipulative, she's fake, she's this, she's that. When nobody here knew the full story. I was trying to protect a friend, and I would have done the same thing for anyone in the house.
You don't know Noah. You don't know him.
There's definitely some confusion right now with the whole Tay-Tay, you know, person back at home. So Tay-Tay, what is your relationship with that person back at home?
We're not dating, and I will clarify that again for Carrie. We're not dating. We're in that gray area. So I made it very clear, and Noah and everyone heard it, that I'm not interested in anyone, and I'm here to win. It's not a dating show.
I understand you said that, but like, It didn't show that. Like, clearly, like, we were, like, clearly we're into each other in some type of way. Like, I
know
you can say
that. And may I add
that
you used the word boyfriend when you were talking to me? You said, I have a boyfriend.
I didn't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have to get into our first game of the day. And since you guys are all involved in a love triangle, I thought we'd see who's more compatible with a game that I like to call Perfect Match. Woo! Here is how it works. Taylor and Carrie, you've answered some questions before the show about some of your favorite things. Now, Noah has to pick which anonymous answer he likes the best to see who his perfect match is.
Okay,
oh my God,
it's going to be so
obvious. Don't do
it
like this, bro. Don't do
it. It's going to be so obvious what our answers are. This isn't funny.
Well, then, let's see. Noah, are you ready? Man of the hour.
I guess so, bro.
We're starting with favorite ice cream flavor. The answers are, I don't eat ice cream or strawberry.
I'm not eating strawberry ice cream. I'm just not eating ice cream at that point.
All right, I'll mark that down. Moving on. Matcha with oat milk and I don't drink coffee.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Another tough one for you, bro. I know. Hey, maybe both of these girls aren't a match for you at all.
Matcha? But I'd rather drink dog water than matcha, but I need my coffee.
The matcha or the I don't drink coffee at all?
I'm going to have to drink the matcha.
All right, moving on. Noah, favorite vacation spot. Are you going with Hawaii or Mykonos?
Who is Mykonos? Is that your cousin? Like, I'm not going with him. I ain't never heard of him, so I'm going to just have to go to Hawaii. Let's go, baby.
Hawaii. Moving on.
Yes, sir.
Actor. Okay, I'm going with your favorite actor here.
I don't think I know any actors.
Jim Carrey or Alicia Silverstone?
Wait, who's the first one? Katy Perry?
Jim Carrey. You know Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Oh, I know him. Yeah, let's go with Jimmy guy, because I don't know the other lady.
Moving on. Movie. Clueless or The Grinch?
Oh, let's see here. We're going to have to go with... let's go with The Grinch, because that man really be on demon time. Like, no cap. Like, let's go with The Grinch.
Favorite meal. Sushi or sushi?
Ugh.
Shut up.
It's a tough one.
I'd rather just throw up. Sushi?
Down. Come for
going
sushi,
with sushi? Ooh, he's going with sushi. Wow. Catchphrase. Are we going with OMG or KK?
Those are the worst catchphrases of all time, like ever. Like, who would... Seriously, guys? Like, you'll never catch me saying KK a day in my life, so I'm going to have to go with OMG. Like, I could not ever see that happening.
Superhero. Wonder Woman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, dude. Come on.
What's your love language, Noah? Is it acts of kindness or is it physical touch?
Physical touch.
And that concludes our game. Are you ready to see who your perfect match is, Noah?
I don't even know.
You just answered 10 blind questions from Tay-Tay and Carrie, and there is a perfect match for you, okay? Noah's perfect match by a score of 6 questions to the other person's 4 questions is... Tay-Tay!
Okay. I mean, we'll see what happens the next few days, I guess.
There was no love triangle to even begin with, so...
Carrie, whoa, pause! What do you mean there was no love triangle? There literally is!
What she means was there was no competition.
Ooh.
When did I say that?
It was a joke, Carrie. It's called being sarcastic.
Sure. Okay.
Well, Noah, thank you for playing. Carrie and Tay-Tay, thanks for sending me those questions. But now, if you're watching A&I on Paramount Plus, then you got to see all the additional footage and extended conversations of what went down between Taylor and Noah. But in case you did miss it, I'm going to show you guys a quick clip so you aren't completely out of the loop. Let's take a look.
If it was the other way around and like the conversation became about you, I would have been like, okay, whatever. And then I would have came and found you. I wouldn't have engaged.
I didn't get a chance to.
You were engaging and I would have sat back and listened and then I would have came and found you and talked about it.
I was talking to her about it and then hey guys, I didn't get it.
I'm gonna go take her to the room, if that's okay. You guys have your one-on-one conversation later.
I felt like we were all in y'all business.
I need to have a one-on-one.
I think I was like, this is like mom and dad arguing.
Whoa, okay, what a clip that was. And again, if you guys missed that, it's only on Paramount Plus right now. So go check out the rest of that clip if you want to after this episode. Now, Taylor, Carrie, and Noah, it is time to talk about that. Carrie, I wanna start with you. Where were you when this talk and all of this was happening? Because it seems like everyone was, at least half the house was together upstairs. So where were you?
Maybe I was in the shower. Maybe I was working out. Maybe I was in the hot tub. Who knows? But I'm not going to sit here and defend myself for the fifth time because I don't need to. I know I'm in the right. I explained to you what went down. I explained to you how Taylor manipulated this whole thing. And people still don't want to let it go.
Well, Carrie,
I find it really sad that you think that this whole thing happened because it's a reality show and it's inevitable that like there wouldn't be any drama and this and that.
Before you respond to that, Carrie, one second, Carrie.
Yeah, go ahead,
Noah. I just want to ask Tay-Tay again. It's only day 2 and you know the audience is starting to see your relationship with Carrie at this point. Do you think we have 8 days left in the house? Do you see yourself making up with Carrie and being friends, or do you think this is going to linger on throughout the rest of the season?
Well, unlike Carrie, I'm a mature adult, and I think that people are going to argue. It's going to happen. Personalities can clash, but I don't expect us to be fighting about me and Noah, I guess, is what is happening here.
I'll keep it short and sweet. If anyone's the child in this situation, it's you, Taylor. You're the one that keeps playing in the toxic sandbox. You're the one that won't move on. All I've been doing this whole time is exposing your true colors and saying the truth.
I think we should all just be happy and friends and, you know.
Exactly.
I think we should move on too.
I thought that I was nice enough to be like,
in the middle of this, bro. My
friend, I was nice enough to be like, I'm not going to argue with Terry and this and that. And then she's like, if she wants to keep going in this tactic, nah, nah, nah. Like, it's just like, why can't you be mature and be like, okay, like, I also agree and don't see us arguing the rest of the show. Like, it's just like, you see, you like, you're like, I don't want to keep going in this toxic sandbox and whatever, but I'm trying to like feud it out and you just keep going. It's so
the mature
funny.
Thing
Carrie,
to do.
Final response, Carrie, final response about this.
Thank you. The mature thing to do is to get out of that toxic sandbox, even though you don't like that phrase, and to just move the heck on.
I don't care.
All right, Carrie, Noah, and Tay-Tay, I know it's your first time in the Vibe Room, so I want to introduce you guys to my favorite part of the show every week. It is time where we get the fans involved. Yes, that's right, you guys at home. We set you guys out for an AMA, an Ask Me Anything, and we're going to be taking some of those questions and answering them right here, right now. All right, this first question is from Jenna, and it is for you, Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay, did you feel prepared for this show, given that your sister is a legit reality TV royalty?
Yes, I definitely was prepared for the show because of my sister. She is reality royalty, so good job, Jenna. I feel like it didn't prepare me emotionally, but it prepared me for like what's to come, what to expect type of thing. I feel like every situation is very different.
All right, Noah, this next question is for you, and it is from Miley BB12. Noah, did you ever think the Charli D'Amelio drink would get you viral?
Charli D'Amelio came out with her own Dunkin' drink, so I thought it would be a good idea to do a series where I dump her drink on myself every day until she notices me. And it went along for a little longer than I expected.
Did she notice? Is,
yeah, after 164 days.
Oh my God.
This next question is from Samuel, and they asked, and this is for all of you. Samuel asked, what made you all want to be a part of this show?
I would say I wanted to be a part of this show because people don't really get to see what I'm like besides the TikTok voiceovers. A lot of my videos are kind of cheesy, these like product reviews and stuff. So I wanted to show people what it's like to kind of be living with me in a way, because the audience is in it for the journey. They're going to be living with me too. They're going to be living with all of us.
Thank you, Carrie, for that. Noah, what about you?
I'll just say, like, I mean, I like meeting new people. I like competing. So like, why wouldn't I want to like go live in a dope ass house and meet a bunch of people my age and just kick it for a few weeks? Like, come on, simple answer for me.
And then Tay-Tay.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious for two reasons. One, my bestie Valeria was on this show and she said it was one of the best experiences of her life. So obviously, I had to go and see what was all the fun about for myself.
Well, thank you so much to all of the fans who sent in those questions. And thank you, Carrie, Noah, and Tay-Tay for answering those honestly. I hope everyone at home got your questions answered. And don't go anywhere. We still have another game to play. But if you want to get your question answered on a future Vibram episode, be sure to get in the conversation by commenting on this episode or go to our next influencer TikTok and Instagram. Anyways, it is time to get into our last game of the Vibram. I know. But without any further ado, let's get into it. This game is a game that you all know very well and a game that the fans at home know very well as well. It is called Truth or Dare.
Oh, man.
I know you all haven't been in the house for too long, but we know there is a ton of drama already. And you know I love to spill the tea, so let's get a little more messy with the game of Truth or Dare. Carrie, you're up first. So, Carrie, Truth or Dare?
Oh my gosh, okay.
We're getting right into it. All right, Carrie, starting out with Truth. Who gave you the worst first impression of the A&I house?
Ooh, the worst first impression. Oh, Taylor. I mean, I've said it a million times. I don't have to repeat the story all over again. I learned about her character. Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah. All right, hey, Carrie, thank you for answering that question. Moving on, Noah, truth or dare?
Let's go with dare.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Ooh. So, Noah, I dare you to do a freestyle rap about the ANI house.
Go ahead, let me hear something.
Hey.
Come on, do better, Tay. Tay on the beat. Yeah, my name is Taylor. I smell like a sailor. Wait, maybe not.
Yeah, that was a good bar.
No.
That was a bar.
Tay, truth or dare?
Let's do a dare.
Tay, I dare you to text somebody in the house, not Noah, that you have a crush on them. Oh!
I'm gonna text Bryce just to stir it up.
Oh my god! The only one with a girl. Yes. Oh, I love it. I am loving this. Hey, she said she wanted to stir the pot, and this is gonna stir the pot.
I'm joking. We're gonna text Christian. I don't want to text Bryce, guys. I'm saying,
love letter.
I have to get this off my chest. I'm just going to say it. ... I have a huge crush on you! ! Wondering what you thought about me.
Oh.
Cute.
My.
Okay.
Yo, if he responds, you have to let us know. You know what, Tay-Tay? That was so good, and I think we're going to have to end Truth or Dare on that note. Thank you so much for playing, and thank you so much for being on this week's episode of Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and thank you, Carrie, Taylor, and Noah for being on the show today. Don't forget to watch ANI on Awesomeness TV every Thursday and binge the first 5 episodes only on Paramount Plus right now. Bye, everyone!
Let's go, baby.